Thank you for that question, Hassan. I love that question. So a few distinctions to make here. So really, in this practice, I think there are some practices where you differentiate between those different qualities of thoughts that you articulated and described. In this practice, it doesn't matter. You want to just think of all thoughts, all of that stream of consciousness, you can just put it in a single bucket and label it thinking. That's just the thinking bucket. And just, you're going to label that. And in particular, in this kind of practice, we're not trying to be mindful of the particular thoughts or the differences between those thoughts or even the stickiness of those thoughts. Naturally, you're going to be aware of that. But we have the same response to all of it, which is just, I'm going to label it thinking. And the beauty of meditation and the power of meditation is that incredible simplicity. We just label it all thinking and come back to the breath. And the thing is, because if you start to get into the differences or you're trying to be mindful of each thought as it comes, you naturally, I, we naturally, we just lose the plot. And that's why when we're meditating, where I like to orient us is towards this moment. It's really about being here. It's not, we don't want to get lost in the labeling. Labeling and the practice just a vehicle to bring us back, just to bring us right here, right now. And I can get really involved in my labeling and even my breath, but really, it's just about being here and being awake to life as it's happening. Life with a capital L, right? You're just present and then you're attending to whatever arises. And so I think it's like focusing on that simplicity for me has always been just a huge gift of the practice. How does that sit with you?
Yeah, it makes sense to make it as simple. And well, as you answer me, I just realized that the mind is too smart, that I have been
Oh yeah.
falling into a trap of classifying my thoughts in order to avoid me to become mindful,
Right. Yeah.
which is crazy.
Well, and that's the thing. Our minds are problem-solving machines. It will create a problem for you to solve. And like that's where the simplicity just cuts right through it. Right? There's all these entanglements that your mind can manufacture and fabricate, and you're just the beauty of the meditation is so elegant. Just all that doesn't matter. It's all thinking, all of it. Any involvement in any of that, just thinking. Boom, come back. And that's the rep. That's that one moment of labeling the thoughts, thinking is letting go, which is the heart of our practice. Just release. And then every time you should do that, I want everyone to pay attention as you practice this. Do you notice every time you label your thoughts thinking, do you notice a subtle release? Do you feel that in your body? Do you feel just a gentle settling into this moment? Do you feel the relaxation that comes? Because when we engage with our thoughts, we just start to subtly constrict. And when we label our thoughts thinking, we're letting go of that narrative and there's release. And you'll start to notice that's that calm abiding. That's just every time we let go of the mind, we're building a new momentum of letting go just for this period of time in the sanctity and the sacredness of our practice space. We're cultivating that space of letting go.